This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
We need a new Voting Qualification Act in America because it's come to the point where too many people who are completely illiterate, i.e., they can't even read, they don't know history, they don't understand the basics of economics, they don't know what government debt is, they don't know what government spending means. Too many of these people are voting and then destroying the future of our country. And you know why Democrats want more illegals to come in to cross the border? Because they want them to vote. I'm talking about people from third world countries who didn't graduate from the fifth grade, who know nothing about America, people who are as illiterate can get. And they have the same vote as you and I, really? They do. And what are they going to vote for? Free handouts, of course. Promises of free stuff. Because that's all the left can promise people. And if you're incredibly stupid and you think that money grows on trees, you think that government spending comes from nowhere, and you don't understand debt and compounding interest, if you're really that stupid, you vote Democrat. And that's what Democrats are counting on. They're counting on people being stupid enough to keep voting for Democrats. And if they can't convince enough Americans to vote Democrat, they're going to bring in a bunch of illegals who will vote for left-wing socialist candidates. Because, again, if you're stupid and you don't understand cause and effect, you vote Democrat and you get Venezuela. You see, I mean, Venezuela, let's just take a little departure from this conversation for a second. Venezuela is the real-life example of what happens when you don't understand cause and effect. You promise a utopia. You promise free stuff for everyone. What you get is collapse. Huh, how does that work? Why does it function that way? Why does cause and effect work in that way? Leftists don't understand. They are economically illiterate. They are mathematically illiterate. And even worse, leftist professors are now arguing that the very idea of reason and logic is itself racist. And if you're trying to invoke logic, you're a white supremacist. I'm not even making that up. It's for real. They say if you invoke mathematics, that's racist too, because the history of mathematics is full of white people, they say. So mathematics is racist. So if you try to explain compounding interest, all of a sudden you're a racist mansplainer or something. And the left says you're evil for trying to explain mathematics to people. So the left has abandoned cause and effect. They've abandoned the laws of economics, which is a branch of science. The left has become anti-science in every meaning of the term. They don't want. I mean, look, science is the study of cause and effect throughout the universe. I mean, that's what science is. I mean, science is trying to understand the laws of cause and effect in our cosmos, whether it's electromagnetism or astronomy or biology or microbiology or nanotechnology, everything. What is it? Chemistry. It's the law of cause and effect, people. And economics functions much like chemistry in the sense that it's a complex system with causes and effects. And you can't always easily predict the effects just by knowing the causes if you don't understand the theory of how the interactions occur. Now, genetics is a branch of science, for example. It's hard to predict the eye color of your offspring unless you understand recessive genes and, you know, genotypes and phenotypes, and recessive versus dominant genes and so on. If you don't understand the theory, then you don't get the outcomes that you expect. People who vote should be competent enough to at least understand the basics of cause and effect. Yes, we should have a nationwide IQ test just to root out people who don't even understand the basics of how to even read a sentence and parse the information. People who don't even know there are three branches of government. People who can't do basic math, like 5 plus 2. You know what I mean? We got to weed out the morons who are voting our country into oblivion. And these people are being imported into our country to ruin it so that the Democrats can stay in power. Democrats don't care if the country is plunged into destitution. and mass starvation and mass illiteracy. In fact, they prefer it that way. It's easier for them to win votes. For a rational person to win office, like, let's say, Rand Paul. Rand Paul should be president. Rand Paul should be running our country. He's rational, he's reasonable, he's intelligent, he's informed, he understands history, he understands cause and effect, he's compassionate. Rand Paul, like, if I could wave a magic wand and make one person in charge of our whole country right now, and some, you know, somebody who's there in Washington, it would be Rand Paul. But leftists don't understand Rand Paul because he speaks with logic and reason. And to the left, that is a racist idea. Rand Paul can do math, obviously. Rand Paul is intelligent. He can read. I mean, more than that. I mean, he's downright brilliant. But to the left, someone who is brilliant is a threat to their power base. They want people to be as dumbed down and as illiterate as possible. They want people to be easily manipulated by emotions without reason. Think about all the left-wing causes that you've seen recently. The whole, oh my God, children are being separated at the borders. Oh my God, guns are killing children. Oh my God, there's a Supreme Court vacancy. Oh my God, Trump won. You know, everything that they argue is based on emotional hysteria. For example, the whole border situation, Trump's policies have been the same as Obama's policies until recently when Trump improved them. And the very things that leftists were going insane over at the border are the things that Obama had in place. You know, separating parents from children. Now leftists want to abolish ICE. They want open borders. They just want to flood America with the most illiterate, uneducated, un-American individuals imaginable. And that is on purpose because they want dumbed down left-wing voters. How do you think AMLO got elected as the president of Mexico? He appealed to the dumbed down left-wing voters who can't do math, who don't understand cause and effect. The only way you get socialists and fascists and communist governments in power is you have a mass of people who are incredibly uninformed. And that's why the left has to dominate education. They will not allow real education to take place, and they're opposed to homeschooling. They don't want parents to be able to educate people, their own children, because that is a threat to the left. Education is a threat to the left. Knowledge is a threat to the left. That's why they have to ban all of this knowledge on Facebook and YouTube and Google. It's all about banning knowledge that they don't want you to know. They don't want you to have access to information sources that left-wingers don't control. It's all about keeping you dumbed down and keeping you brainwashed and keeping you stupid, keeping you obedient so that when you go to the voting booths, even if you can't read, you can at least recognize a name like Clinton and you can just blindly vote for Clinton even though you're a complete moron, you don't understand anything about how society works, you will vote for Clinton. And a lot of people did. And most of them were incredibly stupid. Not all of them. There were some intelligent, you know, academic kind of people who voted for Clinton. But most people who vote for Democrats are dumbed down morons. They don't understand how anything works in the world. They have no clue. So we got to have a law. We got to have a voter qualification law. If you're going to vote, I mean, for God's sake, you got to pass. You got to pass a test to drive on a road, just to drive a car. You got to pass a driver's license test, right? So that we know you don't drive like an idiot. Well, how do we know you don't vote like an idiot? We need a voter qualification law. I mean, voting is arguably even more important and has more ramifications for society than the way you drive. I mean, if you drive in a bad way, a hazardous way, you know, you might hurt another person, maybe a couple of people. But if you vote the wrong way, you can hurt the whole country. If you vote for tyranny and you vote for radical left-wing policies and you vote for free government handouts, you're going to collapse the country. You are going to cause mass starvation, collapse, human suffering, loss of quality of life. You're going to cause America to go in the direction of Venezuela, which is what the left is actually trying to do, of course, because, you know, then they can control everything when the people are desperate and hopeless and penniless and starving. That's when leftists are at their best. I mean, look at Kim Jong-un. North Korea is like left-wing national policy on steroids. If you just follow left-wing policies long enough, you get North Korea. It goes through stages, you know. You start with Canada, then you go through Venezuela, and you end up with North Korea. That's how it happens. Like, you start out with positive intentions. Everybody should be equal, you know. Everybody should have free everything. No one should ever have to earn anything. It's going to be utopia. And then, pretty soon, you have price controls. Then you have shortages in the marketplace. Then you have mass starvation. And then to quell the riots of the starving people, you then end up with police state tyranny, secret arrests, North Korea style, or China, mainland China style government. So you see how that spectrum works? You start with Canada, you go through Venezuela, you end up with North Korea or communist China. This has been played out numerous times throughout history. And leftists are too stupid to know anything about history. They're too stupid to know cause and effect. That if you try to give away everything for free, you end up with a collapsed government and hyperinflation, price controls, and mass starvation. This is cause and effect, people. It's like the law of gravity. It's just the law of economics. You can't have free everything. It doesn't work. You got to have supply and demand. You got to have a free market system so that prices can respond to consumer demands and consumers can have what they call price discovery, so that consumers can weigh the different value between different products based on their price and make informed decisions that send feedback back to the producers about what they should produce and what they should not produce, which results in increased efficiencies at the economic level, which results in ultimately more economic abundance for everyone. Free market economics works with some level of government regulation. Like, we got to regulate polluters, right? We got to regulate Wall Street. We have to regulate the drug companies. Otherwise, they form monopolies and just poison everybody to death for profit. There is a role for proper government regulation. But the government should not run the economy. If the government runs the economy, you get collapse. You get communism. You get, you know, you get a crap hole result, cause and effect. And yet these left-wing people are too stupid to know that's what you get. It's almost like you could walk up to a left-wing person with a marble in your hand standing on the edge of a cliff, and you could ask them, what do you think would happen if I drop this marble right here over the edge of this cliff? And they would say, I don't know. I have no idea what would happen. And you're like, dude, you don't even know? If I let go of this marble, that gravity will cause it to fall. And it will fall, it will accelerate until it hits terminal velocity, and it will fall off this down this cliff, you know, perpendicular to the horizon, basically, you know, toward the center of the earth because of the law of gravity. And left-wing people will be like, no way. You're a conspiracy theorist. You must be a Nazi. Only Nazis believe in gravity. You must be racist. You must think that only black people fall. You're a racist Nazi bigot. That's what left-wing people would say. They just make up total crap. You're like, no, this is a law. It's called gravity. There are other laws, laws of supply and demand, laws of thermodynamics, laws of chemistry. They all come down to laws of cause and effect. It works in areas of finance and, well, I guess you could say human psychology, which really is the underpinning of economics. The study of economics is a science. It's a study of science, a study of human behavior, in essence, which comes down to human psychology. And human psychology does follow laws. And if you don't understand those laws, but you're allowed to vote at the voting booth, then you're an idiot and you're going to destroy the country that you're voting in. And that's what left-wing people desperately seek to do in America. They think they're voting for free stuff, but they're voting for suicide. And that's why we got to stop them from voting for suicide. You know, I think that we don't live in a democracy, you know. We live in a constitutional republic where we vote for representatives. But voting should be a privilege, not a right. Because there are too many stupid, dangerous people who are voting, who are mindless, and who are dangerous to the future of our society. We got to have some basic qualifications. I mean, very basic. Doesn't have to be a genius level test. It should be very basic. You have to be able to read. You have to be able to process a sentence or two. and you have to be able to do basic math. You have to understand the passage of what you're reading. If you're voting on bills, you got to be able to understand what they say. We need to have a voting qualification test in all elections. But hey, the left won't even agree to voter ID. They don't even want you to prove who you are when you vote. I mean, imagine how insane that is. According to the left, you should be able to vote even if you're not who you say you are, or if you're voting five times under five different names. The left is pro-voting fraud. Or even if you're an illegal alien, an illegal foreign national, the left thinks you should be able to vote. And they say that voter ID laws are what? Oh, yeah, racist. Yeah, oh, you're racist if you ask someone for their ID. How can that be? You're not asking someone whether they're black or white or brown. You're just asking them to prove they're a U.S. citizen. That's not racist. That's just common sense. Common sense voter ID laws. Most countries have them all over the world. I mean, you can't walk into Mexico and vote there unless you're a citizen there, right? Voter ID. When I lived in Ecuador, I couldn't vote in Ecuador. I wasn't an Ecuadorian citizen. They wouldn't let me vote because I'm an American. I get to vote in America. But South Americans don't get the right to vote in America unless they're citizens. But the left, the Democrats, they don't want any voter ID. And they sure don't want an IQ test because leftists would fail it. There would be a wave of failures. You got to have some basic qualifications to vote in this country. But that'll probably never happen. America is headed for a national suicide. Collapse is coming. I'm just saying this because the next society that we get after this one, we might want to think very seriously about a voter qualification law, a test, something to make sure that morons don't vote. Because that, ultimately, it looks like that's what's going to destroy America. Too many morons voting for too many freebies that are promised to them by too many traitors in Washington, D.C., traitors like Maxine Waters, who calls for violence against conservatives because she thinks violence is awesome, I guess. Hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And while you're at it, read my website, trump.news and freedom.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms. And and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.